I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A newcomer to California may be amazed by the sound of morning in Los Angeles. I was amazed when I moved here. More nature than I expected. Nature in Los Angeles, the city of cars and Hollywood. The Santa Monica mountain range runs right through this city, though, from the Pacific Ocean to the edge of downtown. More than 100,000 wild acres surrounded by a city of millions of people. It's like a Wild West version of New York's Central Park. And many people who live in this city say this is their favorite part. There's a peak in the Santa Monicas where an old military radar station has been turned into a picnic area for hikers and mountain bikers. Anthony Fuller, a science teacher, rides the trails near the tower every week.
Because it's so quiet, because it's so remote, you know, you stay on trail and you just won't see people for a great long time. But you will see a lot of other stuff, fantastic flowers, fantastic smells too. You go from little microclimate to microclimate up here and you can experience like a bouquet of 50 different things. That's also true down in the city, but not quite the same bouquet.
The canyons, the ridges, the meadows of the Santa Monica Mountains are a refuge for people and for wild animals too. Badgers, bobcats. A bobcat's like a very fierce house cat that weighs 20 pounds. And coyotes, gray foxes, mule deer, and even mountain lions. Mountain lions in Los Angeles. Gene Taubman and his friend David rode their bikes up to the missile base from Brentwood, about 1,200 feet below. Earlier this year, Gene said, he rounded a curve on one of the few paved fire roads around here. It had been raining. The road was wet. And right in front of him, he saw one of those bobcats.
And he froze, I froze, I turned around on my bike and stopped. And for about 5-10 minutes, we sat and looked at each other. What I didn't realize, because I came across a ranger afterwards, was that if I were to have turned to approach it, it would have sliced me up. What they do is after a rain, the asphalt is warmer, the frogs jump up, and they just slop up the frogs. So it really is incredible out here because you see incredible nature all around you, and the workout's phenomenal.
With the splendors of nature and the high value of LA real estate, you wonder, why haven't the developers built up houses all around here? Well, 30 years ago, a group of conservationists worked to buy and preserve tens of thousands of acres in the hills around LA. Land that by now would otherwise be settled with multi-million dollar homes. One of the conservationist leaders is Joe Edmiston. He heads a state agency called the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy. He was appointed in the 1970s by the then governor, Jerry Brown, to protect Southern California's wilderness.
Back then, we were thinking in the old, I would say, Frederick Law Olmsted concept, that if you sat in the middle of a valley and you could look around and you didn't see any development around you, then that was the ideal for a park.
But even 25 years ago, development had made that ideal impossible. So Joe recruited a few graduate students from the University of California at Santa Cruz to design a conservation plan that would be compatible with the urban reality of LA.
And because we couldn't afford anything other than these grad students, instead of getting a bunch of planning consultants that were probably 10 or 15 years behind the times for, we used to call it gas and granola salaries, we actually had the cutting edge.
The grad students proposed a new ideal altogether, a patchwork of parks and wildlands and wildlife corridors that would form a living ecosystem intermingled with the city. 30 years later, conservationists are still assembling the pieces. The goal is to create a single habitat big enough to support all of the area's indigenous species, including large predators like the mountain lions. Joe Edmiston wants that habitat to connect with a place called Griffith Park. That's where that Hollywood sign is, a 5,000-acre city park that's minutes from downtown L.A. And that would mean creating a wildlife corridor right across an overpass of the Hollywood Freeway.
What we've discovered here is across the board, across every community of color, across every economic community, there's this consensus that we need to be close to nature.
But do the people in Griffith Park, covering it up with their blankets and their kids and their picnic baskets, do they want mountain lions in Griffith Park?
That's what I define as real nature. real nature you have to be a little afraid of. And I think people want that sense of mystery, that sense that when you walk around the curve of a trail, there might be something interesting. Now, I think that people want to be reassured that mountain lion don't count on human flesh, you know, as a major component of their diet. I think that's reassuring to people.
Along this same mountain range, about 10 miles inland, Karen Rizzo and her small daughter, August, are resting near Griffith Park's miniature railroad after they've been hiking. Karen moved here a decade ago. She spent a lot of time walking in the Santa Monica Mountains, drawn by that sense of mystery and wonder that Joe Edmiston is trying to preserve.
No, it's wild. I mean, coming from New York, you know, you don't see animals without leashes. So the first time I saw a pack of coyotes and they were within, 50 feet, I was so excited. And then I learned that all those signs that you see on trees where people like lose their little dogs or they lose their little cats, and you realize that it was probably some pack of coyotes' lunch or dinner, then suddenly it doesn't seem so fabulous. But I was pretty excited.
That ambivalence is shared by many others. Living so close to wilderness is exciting, but there's a trade-off, too. Demographers tell us that the number of people in Southern California will increase by millions over the next 25 years. They'll all need places to work and to live, and eventually, they'll have to decide whether LA's bobcats and coyotes and mountain lions are a luxury or one of the reasons this city remains a wonderful place to live.